This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is en route to Paris on a three-day visit to France to strengthen the economic and trade relations between the two countries. During the visit, Mr. Modi will co-chair the Artificial Intelligence or AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also engage in key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's first Indian consulate in France in the historic city of Marseille. The Prime Minister left for the landmark diplomatic tour to France and the US this morning. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said his visit to France will provide an opportunity to review the progress on the 2047 Horizon roadmap for the India-France strategic partnership. After wrapping up the visit to France, Prime Minister Modi will proceed on a two-day visit to the United States on the invitation of President Donald Trump. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi interacted with students during the 8th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha in New Delhi. During the interaction, Prime Minister Modi urged children to eat seasonal fruits and avoid junk and oily food. Mr. Modi spoke extensively about nutrition and wellness. He remarked that United Nations had declared 2023 as the International Year of Millets and promoted it across the world on a proposal from India.
2023 में यूनाइटेड नेशंस ने 23 को ईयर ऑफ द मिलेट कहकर के घोषित किया था और पूरी दुनिया में मिलेट को प्रमोट किया और ये भारत का प्रस्ताव था. भारत सरकार का बड़ा आग्रह है कि पोषण के संबंध में बहुत ही जागरूकता होनी चाहिए. कई बीमारियों को रोकने का काम पोषण से हो जाता और मिलेट को क्या कहते हैं हमारे यहाँ सुपर फूड कहते हैं.
The Rajya Sabha today took up the discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, listed several measures taken up by the government in different sectors, including manufacturing. He was responding to the Congress members' allegations on decline in the share of country's manufacturing in the GDP. Earlier initiating the discussion, P. Chidambaram of Congress, while quoting the Economic Survey 2025, said, in 2014, the share of manufacturing was 15.07%, but in 2019, it fell to 13.46% and to 12.93% in 2023. Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, G. Babu Rao of the YSRCP, Debashish Samantare of BJT, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, and Milind Murali Deola of Shiv Sena were among those who participated in the discussion. The discussion is still underway. The Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025 was today introduced in the Rajya Sabha. Civil Aviation Minister K. Rammohan Naidu introduced the bill in the Upper House. The bill aims to strengthen aircraft financing and leasing in the country. The Lok Sabha also resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2025-26. BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur lauded the budget, saying that record budgetary allocations have been made for every sector and this budget is for national welfare. He said the Indian economy scaled new heights under the NDA government and reached the fifth spot. On the other hand, Manish Tiwari of Congress questioned the government on the issue of fiscal deficit. Proceedings of the lower house are underway. Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today launched the annual nationwide Mass Drug Administration or MDA campaign for lymphatic filariasis or LF elimination through a video conferencing. During his address, Mr. Nadda said that India has and will continue to remain steadfast in its commitment to eliminate LF. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal, along with European Free Trade Association EFTA officials, launched a dedicated India EFTA desk in New Delhi today to deepen economic ties. Addressing the media, Mr. Goyal said, the platform will serve as a bridge between businesses of India and EFTA. And India's Sarita has clinched the gold medal in the women's compound open category at the Para Archery Asia Cup in Bangkok, Thailand. She triumphed over Noor Sayed Alim of Singapore in a closely contested match this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.